Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we understand the cultural traditions depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 40, written by Konma Nedunkottanar, this being the only poem penned by this poet in all of Sangam literature. The verse unfolds in the Marudam landscape or the agricultural regions and is said in the words of the man's mistress, with the intention of it being heard by the lady's friends. Neduna olmani kadimanai iratta kurailai pohiya viravumanar pandar perumban kaval pundena orusar tirandilai magalir virachi nirpa veriura virinda aruvai mel anai punirunar seveliyode pudalvan tunja ayavi aninda neyyaattu eerani pasunai koondha menmai yaakkai cheergalu madandai eer imai porunda nallen kangul kalvan pola agandurai ooranum vandanan sirandon peyaran pirandamare. The poem evoked a strong sense of birth. Pudalvan tunja, meaning as the sun sleeps, punirunaru, meaning the fragrance of newness, paint pictures of a newborn nestling in his home. Alternate meanings fascinated me in this verse. For instance, veri, which we now know as fanaticism, seems to have meant fragrance, and then again the word aruvai, one whose meaning is boredom, seems to have meant cloth. No matter how much I bend my mind to connect these disparate meanings, nothing bears fruit. Some word journeys are indeed too complicated to be fully comprehended. Before we delve into the meaning of this poem, let's understand the context. This is the agricultural region, the land of plenty, where men are known to seek the company of courtesans. One such courtesan, a mistress to this man, finding that the man has left her company, says this for the benefit of the lady's friends listening nearby. Loudly she says, "In the well-protected mansion, those long-tongued slim bells resound. As the leaves tied above rustle on the dispersed sand pavilion, the best singers stand guard on one side. On the other, women decked with fine jewels wait to hear auspicious words seeking a good omen. Inside the house, on a fragrant gentle cloth, a baby smelling of birth sleeps with his foster mother. The mother, who's bathed in ground mustard oil and whose delicate body is coated with fresh ghee, closes her eyelids in sleep. At this time, like a thief entering a house in the dark of the night, entered the lord of the house into his home, because his son, the one to proclaim his illustrious father's name, was born." With these words, the mistress means to let the lady's friends know that the man left her company only because his son was born and not because he disfavored her. Moving away from intentions, let us inquire into the cultural practices revealed. A house in the region festive after the birth of the child arises before our eyes. First is the well-guarded mansion, which implies prosperity and wealth. This to me seems to reflect on the turning point in history when agriculture started transforming nomadic survival cultures into ones that held land and property. With that, the edifices of patriarchy also seem to have risen. This is illustrated vividly by the knowledge that the man seems to look elsewhere for pleasure and enters his house only for the birth of his son, who will proclaim the name of his renowned father, strengthening their lineage. While that may be so, the woman of the house who has given birth is also taken such good care of, bathing her in mustard oil and covering her with ghee. Even the care of the child is entrusted to the seveli or the foster mother so that she can rest and regain her health. In the description of women waiting for a good omen, we understand a custom of ancient Tamils known as Viruchi Ketal. This is the practice wherein people wait to hear positive and good words before embarking on anything new from the tongues of those who know nothing of their endeavor. In close association with women seeking good omen, on the other side are seated musicians playing on their harps. Is there a significance to this scene involving the omen-seeking women and the music-wielding singers? Indeed, there is. In this lies hidden a deep understanding of human behavior, which is that the human mind wants positivity but finds itself drawn to negativity. That is why, even as those women seek to find positive words, those singers complement their act by drowning out negative words that may be heard nearby. Why don't we take a cue from this custom and spread more positivity in the air, giving the world another chance to be born again? Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please do rate and review Sangam Lit on your preferred podcast app. Do leave your thoughts on nandinikarki.com. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.